Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word from our weekly sermon. This week's podcast is Sing Freedom from Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 21, a series of five sermons in a row. Moses and the Israelites sang this song in praise of the Lord. I sing praises to the Lord for his great victory. He has thrown the horses and their riders into the sea. The Lord is my strength, the reason for my song, because he has saved me. I praise and honor the Lord. He is my God and the God of my ancestors. The Lord is his name, and he is a warrior. He threw the chariots and the army of Egypt's king into the Red Sea, and he drowned the best of the king's officers. They sank to the bottom, just like stones. With the tremendous force of your right arm, O Lord, you crushed your enemies. What a great victory was yours when you defeated everyone who opposed you. Your fiery anger wiped them out as though they were straw. You were so furious that the sea piled up like a wall and the ocean depths curdled like cheese. Your enemies boasted that they would pursue and capture us, divide up our possessions, treat us as they wished, then take out their swords and kill us right there. But when you got furious, they sank like lead swallowed by the ocean waves. Our Lord, no other God compares with you. Majestic and holy, fearsome and glorious, miracle worker. When you signaled with your right hands, your enemies were swallowed deep into the earth. The people you rescued were led by your powerful love to your holy place. Nations learned of this and trembled. Philistines shook with horror. The leaders of Edom and Moab were terrified. Everyone in Canaan fainted, struck down by fear. Our Lord, your powerful arm kept them still as a rock until the people you rescued to be your very own had marched by. You will let your people settle on your own mountain where you choose to live and to be worshiped. Our Lord, you will rule forever. The Lord covered the royal Egyptian cavalry and chariots with the sea after the Israelites had walked safely through on dry ground. Miriam, the sister of Aaron, was a prophet. So she took her tambourine and led the other women out to play their tambourines and to dance. Then she sang to them, "Sing praises to the Lord for his great victory. He has thrown the horses and their riders into the sea." So what song are you singing? I remember years ago traveling with my family when we would be in the car on long trips, singing all the songs we could think of just to pass the time. In this generation, with all kinds of electronic musical resources, we don't sing as much, but in the past, walking, traveling, rowing a boat, going anywhere, just doing day-to-day chores was accompanied with a song. For most of us, the most singing we do is at Christmas, because we all seem to know a few Christmas carols. But that season is past, and singing about snow seems to be on the outs, too. So what song are you singing? Maybe it's time to sing some spring songs and hope for warmer weather and for the world to come alive again. Do you know any? Maybe raindrops keep falling on my head? Or is that too much a blast from the past? On the other hand, maybe we could just sing about what God is doing in our lives, what we're seeing, what answers to prayer we have noticed, how we are growing in faith, and the ways we are sharing that faith. Because you see, the scriptures are replete with the call to God's people to sing a new song. They're literally all over, both in the Old and the New Testament. The Psalms are full of the call to sing a new song. Think of the psalmist who in Psalm 33, 96, 144, 149, and also in Isaiah and Amos, remind God's people to sing a new song to the Lord. Everyone on this earth, sing praises to the Lord. And in the New Testament, we're reminded by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians and Colossians, when you meet together, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs as you praise the Lord with all your heart. So, what song are you singing? Most of us know that songs are usually poems put to music. So maybe a better question is, what poem are you writing or reciting? Or if that's too hard, because most of us did a lousy job in English class when it came to poems, maybe we should just ask, what story are you telling yourself and others about what you and God are up to? Are you remembering to praise God? Are you remembering to ascribe glory to God? Are you thinking just like those Israelites did once they escaped captivity in Egypt and singing all about the miracles you have seen, not just of your escape from Egypt, but how God was your defender and your salvation? You understand the Israelites had been struck in Egypt ever since Joseph, with God's leading, helped them escape a famine in Canaan. And while Joseph was alive, all was well, but soon the Egyptians saw a group of foreigners they could use as slave labor, and so they did so. The Israelites wanted to go back to that land God had promised them in Canaan, a land of their own, but it was a long time coming, and when it did, they just wanted to sing for joy, just like any people would who had been held in captivity, whose creativeness and intelligence and labor was being used by others without any thought of compensation, who were in captivity because of their color, their nationality, their ethnicity, even the scriptures point out, their sin. And when freedom is found, when freedom is achieved, when freedom finally is yours, it's time to sing. That's why in a month when we celebrate Black heritage and the amazing and heart-rending story of enslavement of Africans in our beloved country, we ought to rejoice and sing a new song, because that escape from enslavement is a story we can all relate to. Not the misery of being shackled and abused, but the story of being set free. Because in Christ, through God's work, you and I have been set free too. And because of it, like those Israelites, we're invited to sing a new song. Yes, the horse and its rider have been cast into the sea. The slave master, Satan himself, is no longer in power, and we now follow God's Son where he may lead. There is a little tune that comes out of Sesame Street. It goes something like this. Sing, sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong, sing of good things, not bad. Sing of happy, not sad. Sing, sing a song. Make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing, sing a song. So, what song are you singing? Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today for our time together. If you want to have more information, you can connect with us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org.